Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Layoff maybe contributed to some of the physicality out there, and it seemed like it was an intense matchup between two teams who were wanting to play some hockey.
Yeah, I don't think the layoff really had anything to do with the storyline. I feel that both teams understand the competitiveness of our division, and this first challenge between us is worth more than just 2 points, and I think that's why you had that intensity tonight.
Second row, Mike.
Ralph, NBC clearly caught you talking to Chris Lee about the Sabatka hit. I mean, your view on that was low and late, I assume, and what was his response to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I can't control, the decisions that are being made, and they didn't commit one way or the other. You know, obviously, without a call, their decision was it was a fair hit. That was their decision, and we need to move on, whether we like it or not. Everybody can look at that video and make their own decision on it.
Back right, standing up.
Coach, what did you get from the feeling and from the Swedish-born players? Did you have any extra words for them or something to say to them before the game of note, from anything different from that you'd normally say before a game?
Well, I think we really felt a good spirit from them this week, and the emotions around hearing your anthem at an NHL game were high, and I thought we came out of the gates in a good way, but we didn't do anything special with them. It was business as usual for us tonight, and doing all we could to try to end up on the right side of the score, and we're very disappointed with the final result and come out fighting tomorrow, because these guys are proud to be here at home, and they want to change this storyline.
Back right.
Coach, how would you describe Linus Ullmark tonight, and is there a chance we'll see him in net tomorrow as well?
So first question, Linus played outstanding. He truly gave us a chance. We didn't give up that many chances tonight, but the ones we gave up, there was some grade A's in there that we would we would have liked to have defended better, but he gave us a chance to stay in the game, and the guys showed a lot of resilience coming back and twice and continually trying to change the score, and Linus was a big part of us being resilient and competing really, really hard. And on the goalie tomorrow, we'll make that call in the morning.
We'll do two more for Ralph, front left.
First thing, is there an initial diagnosis on Sabatka?
He's definitely not going to play tomorrow. And I better not say anything else, but we'll check him out on Monday.
Okay, and then you talked this morning about the offense and the still at work. What did you see from it today?
Yeah, I thought that, our power play had a couple of opportunities today, which is a little below average maybe in the league, but it was, we just couldn't get that energy going off the power play. Our offense definitely needs to desperately want to shoot more and create more pucks to the net. I think we did create chances, and we were in their end in opportune situations where we didn't get the shots we needed to create more pressure on their net, and we'll definitely be speaking about that. But generally, again, the effort was there, the compete was there, the attempt to change that score that went array in the first period for multiple reasons was there, and let's carry that energy into tomorrow.
Last question, front right, Sergei.
I guess you kind of touched on that. I was curious if you can offer any takeaways or something that you hope to carry over to tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very good hockey team. I mean, a compliment to them for winning today, and we saw the level they can go at, and they're a very physical team. And we're gonna have a few hours now to look at things tonight and look in the morning, and what and where we'll adjust will be decided in that process. Right now, you just kind of digest the game. It's good to go back and look at the pictures, and we'll try and find some opportunity within this experience today.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.